contribute to it, particularly England. I'm kind of leaning towards what Patrick Wood has been saying about technocracy, that the, you know, the present state of economics, they're going to have to do something else, and that they're trying to grab all the resources with
right.
all, you know, and, you know, one thing Vicki Davis has said were these natural disasters here in the States, but also I think they're doing this in other countries, is when they come in to rebuild the infrastructure, they're putting a lot of stuff into tech stuff to track people, basically.
Sure. Well, you'll see that. I had a little quote on that here later on. But Venezuela, like I say, they're talking about all this Guido, whatever his name is down there. Remember, China's ZTE technology, which is also a military branch of China, does that social credit thing for China, but also is doing it for even the voters down there in Venezuela. There's no way you can rig the elections down there. So Maduro, he won. And, of course, that isn't what the United States wanted. But anyway, if you want to stay on, I'll carry you through the break here, okay, Sherry?
Okay, yeah, I'd like to.
All right. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443, and Scott will get to you in a second there.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana. Currently, it's a balmy 39 degrees. We're also in conversation with Sherry. And Sherry, would you want to continue with your thought there?
Hey, by the way, heard the bullfrog for the first time yesterday here of the New
Year. Oh, really?
Yeah.
My metal larks
we
are
got
back.
A lot of rain. Yep.
Oh, that's good. My metal larks are back. I was out doing satellites once up and coming back from Libby, Montana, coming back down the cutoff road down towards Thompson Falls there. And I was so darn tired, I stopped there. And it sounded like an invasion of frogs. That's all. How many of them were going off on that Kootenai River up there? It was just absolutely beautiful. I love nature, you know.
You know, the other thing you were talking about vaccines a little earlier, and a couple weeks ago, Deanna had Clint Richardson on, and he was talking about vaccines a lot, and he really gets, you know, reads a lot about them, and it was a very good interview, and he mentioned, I think it was towards the end of the 3 hours, that he's putting up a new YouTube, and Deanna will have a link on her page, you know, where on her radio show, but he's going to have short stuff. But he's coming out with a new vaccine movie, but it's not going to be for a while. But he was talking about how the cultures that they, and this is where they do the fetal, I believe he was talking about the, where they're using fetal cells, how they have to make them cancerous to make them last.
Well, remember, they're also using fetus cells as flavor enhancement, too. Even rabbis have spoke out about that, that it's not kosher, you know.
Yeah, but he was saying how they can't keep these cell lines, keep them going unless they make them cancerous, because cancer is basically uncontrolled growth, and otherwise they'll just kind of die off. But I've got
to go back
and listen to the interview again. So.
Remember, Goldman Sachs said that they asked that rhetorical question there, is there any profit in actually curing disease? I mean, what kind of a... It's designed to keep you sick so that you have to continually pay, buy gas for the doctors, wait for your old appointments and stuff like that. And my beautiful granddaughter just brought me two huge Mr. Good bars. God, I love that girl. But anyway... But it's all designed to keep you in commerce, to keep the doctors on their golf courses and their nice Ferraris. And you know, it's not about you. It's administered health care. That's all it is. Believe me, I've gone through this the last 2 years, Dr. Kevorkian.
Yeah, didn't you say your problem started with a hernia mesh deal or something? Yeah, I have a friend who had that done, and he passed. But he was like 69, and it sounded like they didn't know what they were doing, or they didn't care, you know.
Well, as I mentioned, Sherry, they did a quadruple surgery on me. They replaced my spinal cord stimulator battery pack in my right butt cheek there, and they also fixed a hernia type repair from a gallbladder removal about 2.5 years before. And then they did the dual hernia, and I think they just got too time constrained on the surgery and got a little rushed, and they either cut through a nerve or something like that. But anyway, I've been suffering for it ever since, you know. But anyway, I'm going to have to let you go, because I got another caller here. But anything else you want to say?
No, that's it. Okay, thank you.
Have a good evening. All right, my best to you. Thanks for calling in. Scott in Arizona. Good evening, Scott. Hope you're doing good.
Hi. Well, the frogs here where I live in Arizona, they're frozen still, so... It's cold.
Under the desert?
It was like 18 degrees this morning. I mean, outside of Sholo. Anyway, about this New Zealand.
Is it still that cold down there? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at 6,000 feet.
Oh, okay.
So we're up in the... Did I lose you now?
All right, so you're saying about New Zealand now?
The timeline. You said, I think you mentioned it took 28 minutes for them to arrive. How long did it take them to cut the YouTube video off, and how did they know who was streaming the YouTube? They weren't.
Scott, that brings up a very valid question. I've had a lot of people ask me that since all media is monitored, that why didn't they see this guy driving? You remember, you'll hear this where Facebook... the police are monitoring Facebook, and they've intervened into some crime before it happened. It's like, well, why didn't they do this one?
Yeah, it's in another blip I heard on the news report was that the shooter stated that he did this to affect gun control in America. Mm-hmm. That was kind of bizarre.
Well, remember, though, who he was, who's behind the gun type confiscations here in America, and you'll see the picture.
Yeah, and another thing, now they want the global police to monitoring everybody, the global watch list. You know, these people are satanic, to say
yeah,
the
they
least.
Are.
Definitely. So anyway, hopefully it'll warm up, and we got toads here where I am, and they come out when it rains, which is usually after the middle of July.
Yeah, I remember Las Vegas when I grew up down there. I used to run out there in the desert chasing a little lizard. Of course, if you grabbed their tail, the tail would fall off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, you know, strange because you got like ponderosa trees and you have horny toads running around and lizards and roadrunners running around ponderosa trees. It's different.
I haven't seen a roadrunner in God in years. Kind of like being down in Texas and seeing one of them armadillo in a half shell, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's different the way the animals cross through the climate zones. Yeah, the area, it's called the Mogollon Rim. It kind of goes from Flagstaff east and a little south over to New Mexico.
That's some pretty area. That's a pretty area down there.
Well, it used to
be
the largest.
I live in the mountains up there.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the Bitterroots there. I spent a few years in Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah.
So I drive through. My cousin married a girl from Libby, Clark Fork, and all that. Lake Pendere.
Yeah, I like Western Montana. I'm not too favorable for Eastern Montana. It's too flat for me.
Yeah, just out
anyway,
there.
Anyway, anything else on your mind there?
No, that's it.
All right, well, thanks for the input there, Scott.
Doesn't make sense to me.
No, it doesn't, and that's why I said, you know, with social media being monitored as much as it is, why did they catch it? That's the question that everyone's asking me. So, anyway, thank you for calling.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see where we at time-wise. Okay. Fed up, parents fight back against school's anti-gun indoctrination of students. And I know they're trying that over here, too. And this is from over in the Portland area. And the KATU-TV, Portland Public Schools, is being sued by four parents who say the schools use taxpayers' resources to assist in this anti-gun students who took part in the protest last year. My granddaughter here just finished fourth, I guess it was, in Bow and Arrows. And those like Mike Rivero and us and probably Kenneth and that are up in our age group, we still remember when you used to take your rifles to school and have your school shootings and stuff, only it wasn't shooting kids. It was competition. The whole world is so backwards anymore. And then I watch these, like I mentioned, these dumb fail videos. Like those those Hoover boards. Why don't they ban those things? I mean, every time you watch someone get on those things, they fall down, crack their head. Same thing with skateboards. Why don't they ban those things? Those probably kill more Americans and do more damage than guns do from law-abiding citizens, you know? And it's usually only the criminals that you have to worry about. And, of course, where's your law enforcement? Under the post-era Nazi Stasi program that citizens turned informants. Today we have Homeland Security where you're inundated on the scanner here. Like say I can monitor five counties here. And it's constantly people calling in that a vehicle isn't driving right or something like that. I guess at least it keeps the other law enforcement out of the donut shops. Of course we don't have any donut shops here. A little cafes though, but it's rural Montana for you. But anyway, it makes you wonder about that. So you know, this anti-gun thing is for the birds, and I'm glad that the sheriff, I, you know, in the county I live in, He is pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment, as well as most of the Montana Peace Officers Association. And, you know, I had read that one article here of that young guy that was sitting there playing with his puppy on a couch talking to his friend who was a disabled veteran who was just about ready to go hunting. And, of course, his friend is disabled, and he says, well, ain't that kind of hard on you? And he says, well, yeah, it says it's even harder since I have to use a bow and arrow. And his friend says, well, why don't you take a rifle? He says, I can't. He says, I'm on medical marijuana, and because I use medical marijuana, I can't have a firearm. And, of course, that's just to disarm the veterans that probably come home and get PO'd because they realize that all these wars they've been fighting are a total fabricated lie. It's BS about national security interests. Like Venezuela. What is Venezuela? How many Americans have probably been to Venezuela? You know, don't even know where it's on the map. You know, I'd sent Mike Rivero a video of Bolivia. It has over $1 trillion worth of this new mineral used for these lithium ion batteries. Are they the next target? Because everything's going to go for these electric cars now. So will their government be overthrown now? A bunch of little Indians living in the mountaintops of that area there. And of course, it'd be easy to overthrow their government too, right? So those big U.S. corporations can go in there. Anyway, you have to really think for a moment of how corrupt even the people here in America are. And I always say, if you want change, go look in a mirror, because it starts with you. I did some penning of some notes last night there before the show here, or long before the show here, but I couldn't sleep because of the pain and everything like that. But, so I thought, as an example, take all the known crimes of the Clintons, whether it's the smashing of the BlackBerry phones, the wiping of the servers with bleach blit, the Uranium One, the list of dead bodies that have followed the Clintons for God knows how many decades now. And then, of course, from Bill Clinton's former days in Arkansas running the cocaine and the extensive, it's just an extension of Oliver North's Contras, drugs for arms, you know, which pales in the scope of the U.S. arms to Libya and Syria, facilitated by Obama, who penned with Dick Lugar, the Obama, or Lugar Obama, basically, it was a bill that passed, signed by George Bush, that gave the United States a preemptive means to go into a country that anyone was facilitating the use of man pads and stuff, which is considered a weapon of mass destruction. And again, like I say, that was penned out by Obama himself, who, through Clinton and all, used this by giving all that missile technology and stuff to those Libyan moderate rebels, we'll call them, as the U.S. does, which in the interim led to Ambassador Stevens' death and those other CIA agents there. As that story first broke, remember, the CIA was there to disable those man pads, which violated that bill. And, of course, those arms were used to kill Muslims and Christians in Libya, and also those arms were transferred to Syria. So now we're looking at over 500,000 Arab, Muslim, and Christians' lives that have been lost due to these arms transfers, as well as Congress passing $700 million to arm and train these same rebel jihadist-type groups, so named as white helmets and stuff. And it just amazes me that even these White Helmets group that President Trump should know is a terrorist organization, that every time they're taking a photo, they're with Al-Qaeda or one of these other FSA groups. This is not no humanitarian thing. But anyway, all these, I mean, you can Google this information if you want, or whatever browser you want. But the U.S. supplied the TOW missiles there for those moderate rebels. And what would you think of if suddenly a bunch of airliners started dropping because of these TOW missiles? Well, Made in America stamp on them, you know. Or seeing ISIS standing in tents supplied by who? USAID. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. And this is all being done in your name. And people should stand up and finally say, hey, it's got to stop. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, getting toward the latter part of my little 2-hour show. Anyway, what gets me is when I see the aforementioned bill I was talking to about the preemptive means for wars based on these total lies, whereas U.S. soldiers are placed into a position to which they can get killed on these same lies, and those in power don't care. Now, as I mentioned here the last couple of weeks here, the 57 active duty Marines that have committed suicide, the 22 in special ops, the 8,000 plus annually who commit suicide, the 307,000 that were basically off by the VA for lack of attention. It rings home the fact where Henry Kissinger said that military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in U.S. foreign policy. They don't care. But all this is just the tip of the iceberg, though. You know, with Bill Clinton trashing of Social Security years ago, the arms sales to China, which, of course, is well documented, and I have that with video on YouTube there, and it highlights that. And this, of course, was all hidden by Bill Clinton's Hummer in the White House. Of course, this is where sex was defined by the word is. And as usual, it was all used as a distraction, because in America, sex sells. You know, who cares who's bombing who? Let's see who's getting laid, right? Just as Hillary was also doing with her selling out America by the access to her private server, the aforementioned there. And, of course, an article from Breitbart comes out a couple days ago where it says Lisa Page, that the Obama DOJ ordered the FBI not to prosecute Hillary Clinton. That's just like getting involved in a crime that Obama had no right to say that. Even James Comey, that worthless idiot, gave an extensive list of her crimes of espionage and treason. And, of course, he mislabeled it. It wasn't so bad. But you could be caught with a joint and go to prison for life. So the American voters elected and reelected Bill Clinton. And now Hillary isn't prosecuted and may yet run again in 2020. And the laugh of this whole thing is that tens of millions of Americans would vote for her, even knowing everything about her. This shows you how stupid some people are. It's like her dealings with Haiti. Now it's been found out, and you could do your web search on this, about the oil basin off the Haiti coast, which may supersede that of Venezuela. Anyway, now the other voters, with knowledge of what Hillary Clinton's crimes are, and then who voted for Trump, a new demagogue, who was supposed to turn America around because of his promises that were also just lies to keep her out of office, basically, now find that Donald Trump has lied about so many issues on his platform that he ran on, and the dumb American people just love to be lied to. Again, there's this Trump demagogue who wasn't part of the establishment, but now is. Here's a man that said he'd stop all those illegal wars, bring those soldiers home, and has even reversed everything he said on that. And he's like others in his administration that I mentioned earlier that are these radicalized evangelical alleged Christians who apparently have not read the Ten Commandments, let alone the two greater commandments of love either. And of course, it probably doesn't help to have reappointed Bolton and Secretary Pompeo that tells the American people what the real policy of this country really is, war. Like Venezuela, where Bolton openly admitted that they're illegally trying to take down a legal elected president for the oil, for the benefits of U.S. corporations. That's the order of the day. You know, Matt Lee, I didn't get the interview here I was going to, but Matt Lee did an interview with the Secretary of State. And the lies are so, they just permeate through the entire thing here of what the Secretary of State says. But he goes on hashing that the United States has 50 member nations that side with the United States on this Guaido, whatever his name is, as being the interim president over there. And Matt Lee brings up a valid point that there's like 170 some nations. And of course, the State Department is trying to say, well, at least half of the world is supporting the United States by this. No, those 50 some odd countries are probably being blackmailed, probably financially. Because remember, just like when Nikki Haley in that vote at the UN, when everyone voted against her, against the motion against Israel, Nikki Haley says, "We're taking names." That is what people have to contend with, is this economic warfare that's even being used on their own allies. And people are waking up. They're getting tired of this stuff. Anyway, we'll be right back. Bottom of the hour, 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
talk is all you get. And you wanna.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Welcome back, everyone. Bottom of the hour here. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana. And I was right before the break there, I was talking about Matt Lee from the Associated Press, who went on with this discourse with the State Department. And, you know, it's got that eerie feeling of listening to George Bush say that you're either with the U.S. or against the U.S., as well as implying today now, and this is factual now, you can look this up, that if you're not going along with what U.S. standard policy is, you might be working for the Kremlin as a Russian agent. I mean, they've actually said that. The above is no different than that which is in Syria with Dr. Bashar al-Assad over there. Any country that doesn't elect an internationally approved government is on their hit list. Even the taking down of power grid suggested by Marco Rubio just 2 or 3 hours before it was done down in Venezuela, thus risking the countless lives of those in Venezuela's hospitals and the ICU medical units. Marco Rubio, another cheerleader to that destruction, advocates, advocated by those in Washington's District of Criminals. That's WAR, Washington's. Ah, but Trump is pushing to legalize homosexual relationships worldwide. So as long as he's doing something for the gays in America, who cares? This is like Obama yesterday tweeting out that of his sincere condolences to New Zealanders about the 49, now 50, Muslims killed in Christchurch. Oh, I'm sure that Obama felt that. After all, I'm good at killing people, has killed more people with his drone attacks of Muslims, and perhaps into the tens of thousands, as if Obama cared. And I want to stick another fork in this one here, too. I'm so sick and tired of hearing this one. Even better yet is Hawaii's Tulsi Gabbard, who also said the same as an Iraqi and Kuwaiti war veteran from 2003 from Iraq to 2008 in Kuwait, in a war that was based on total lies of WMDs who gave her support to the deaths of hundreds of thousands in Iraq. She came out about, the condolences down there to New Zealand. And, of course, she's also involved in this Hindu-type religion. You can wiki this. That her platform is pandering now to the LGBT arena. They're a freak show for me. You're supposed to, if you're a politician, it shouldn't be for a specific group. It should be for the entirety of the country. But, like I say, Donald Trump's on this LGBT. And remember that with Trump doing that, the LGBT movement did not like Trump legalizing or trying to legalize that. And with that, though, this is further destroying the white race. And, of course, this will involve others because gays don't have babies. And, of course, those that do want to adopt, and should they be allowed to? It's a morality question. Then, of course, how many 10-year-old drag queens or other drag queens reading fairy tales to your grandchildren or children will it take you to realize that this political platform today is sounding just like Trump's was then and as it is now? Tulsi Gabbard sounds great. She's anti-war. Blah, blah, blah. Remember, she already took $100,000 from that other arms manufacturer. And, of course, Tulsi is already wavering on this BS anti-Semitic comments there. Or as the Jerusalem Post says, quote, Gabbard loves Israel, but criticizing Israel for using live ammo on Palestinians is a no-no, unquote. The usual Assad bashing and her support of a terrorist like Assad, even with Omar's correct assessment of Israel's influence on the U.S. political parties, she's already caved. It goes to show you how great the influence of the lobby is here, which is exactly what Omar has brought out. As well as Mike Rivero here about 4 days ago had the lobby featured on his website there. And you can eventually believe that that'll probably be removed there because it'll be called anti-Semitic or something like that. But like Gordon Levy says, it should be openly fair to discuss policy. Anyway. And of course, she alleged too that Assad was so evil that he used chemicals on his own citizens. That's never been proved. And I like how these politicians always point to someone else. Forget the fact that the U.S. murdered all those Christian gun owners in Waco. And the same FBI sniper who shot the fleeing women and children out of that doorway of that burning building that were holocausted was the same FBI sniper who shot the Weaver's wife in the doorway of Weaver's area at Ruby Ridge. Excusing her defense, this is a quote, excusing her defense, Democrats need to stop trying to defend her actions. It's disgusting, and quite honestly, if she made similar remarks about different groups of people, whether they be LGBT, Jehovah's Witnesses, etc., her fellow Democrats would be quick to bust her chops. But because this is about Israel and Jews, Democrats look at this as an easy pass. They figure that it's their base doesn't care. After all, conservatives are more pro-Israel than Democrats. And this, like I say, this is more pandering to voters. Anything that would contribute to the morality or the moral welfare of this country, which has lost its moral compass, is quickly discarded. If people can't see that, turn on your TV. That's why I rarely have mine on. The crap that they put on TV nowadays, and of course, this is to get you to socially accept everything, whether it's this LGBT movement or what like that. And again, I have no problem with people. They want to live a certain lifestyle, but don't wave your cute little butts in front of me, because I'm not interested. But, you know, we've been told that the United States has interfered in 81 countries. Now it's 82. Great article on IB Times about that. But, of course, we're always supposed to blame Russia. Never look at what this country does. And, of course, if I brought that out, I'm working for the Russians. Remember on Twitter, anyone that said anything, you're a Russian troll, and Twitter was stopping your account like that. So we are here at another crossroads where, like those like Bolton, Pompeo, Rubio, and the president are calling for yet another leader who was democratically elected to be taken out, replaced by another vassal puppet who, as usual, wants to move Venezuela's embassy to Jerusalem. Ta-da! That's that Guaido or Guido, whatever his name is. All these promises, and of course, as long as it benefits Israel, that's all they care about. Like sponges, the American people suck up to this BS because of the proclaimed human rights issues. Like, oh my God, look what Murdo is doing down there. The people are starving. However, you're supposed to forget, even for a moment here, that millions of Americans are homeless and starving. Tens of millions of Americans are jobless. They're in debt. They're losing everything they ever worked for. And now with this socialism card is being played, as well as the social credit scores may be coming to America. But wait, isn't that what Venezuela has now, a democratic socialist government? And that's what they're pushing here. Exactly what they're pushing here. Anyway, we have a caller online, Richard in Austin. Good evening, Richard. Hope you're having a good night.
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. I'm just frustrated because I had to call you tonight, even though I'm in a hurry. But there's this document that's been floating around that nobody seems to want to talk about. You know, it's called the Friends of Democracy, and apparently it was sent to an Antifa person and it was instructions on how to start riots in all the major cities whenever there's like a shooting, like Michael Brown or Trayvon Martin, and it's literally a
how-to
for disaster.
Yeah,
it's literally a how-to. I mean, they have incentive pay. The insurance companies are all in on it. They tell you exactly what clothes to wear, how not to look other people who are participating, not to look them in the eye, so people won't think that you guys are working together. The mayor, the city council, the police. They talk about the police force and the numbers of the police force that are going to be involved. I mean, it's so precision that it points right directly to the last calls that I've made indicting the Black Boule, because this shows you how in-depth it is. Like people like Elijah Cummings, who's investigating Trump right now, whether you like him or hate him, this guy Elijah Cummings shouldn't be investigating Trump. He should be investigated because, remember Baltimore, after Freddie Gray was thrown in the paddy wagon and came up dead, and then they started rioting, where they have that document is proof that that was a planned riot. And the same thing with Ferguson, same thing with all the riots we've experienced. And so it leads right directly to George Soros. It's George Soros funded, of course, but it went through the Obama office. It has multiple signatures on the bottom of it. So this is a court-ready document, basically. But whenever I tell black people specifically how their black leaders are basically inspiring these riots, I can't get black people to put their mind around it. So when I call shows like yours, it seems like white people aren't interested for whatever the reason. But to me, this is like 9/11 because 3,000 people didn't die. But if you put all the riots together, it has far more potential death, mass death. And then we know their final solution is martial law and New World Order and everything else that comes after that. But my point is, it's the black leadership. The black boule is they're the black hand that's giving this stuff the energy that it needs. Because if you remember, when Baltimore was lit up, they had all black power from every the female, I think it was a black mayor. They had black police chiefs. So this was a black-run thing, even though it's George Soros' money. So people say, well, why are you so against the black leadership? I'm not against any color. I just want people to see that this is an all-encompassing attack on the people, and they use any thing they can.
Yeah, Richard, you remember Al Sharpton was an FBI informant. They do this all the time where they infiltrate certain people. They throw their own in there. And, of course, this is to keep – imagine, Richard, while we're busy fretting about something like that, whether it's racial tensions or something like that, the government is happy with that because they're out doing their illegal wars and stuff. That's all this is for. Now, here's another one for you. If you look up the symbol of Antifa, you'll find it over in Ukraine with the neo-Nazis over there. And also, Israel has a Antifa now.
Crazy. See, how do you get the people to realize? See, I guess if you, like, if I give that number out, that document number, maybe people will look it up. But it all feeds into the other document, the 5181 document, trying to produce disinformation.
Do you have that document now? Do you have that document number now, Richard?
Yeah, I can read
Richard,
it off.
Do you have that document number?
I have it committed in my memory. I can give it to you right now. Yeah, it's
go ahead.
The title of the title is Friends of Democracy, and then the subtitle is Action. And then it's Action dash BW10418-5. And apparently, that number represents the date that.
Okay, so I got Friends of Democracy Action. Yeah, Action BW10418-5.
Right, and okay. Then you can go to YouTube, and it's the YouTube's. It's a couple of YouTubes on it. One of them is George Soros leaked documents. Blah blah blah. I don't have that committed to memory. But if you put in George Soros leaked documents and then riot. That should connect you. But it's several connecting YouTubes that explain it all. And Alex Jones's guy even did a breakdown on one. Adam, I think his name is. He did a good breakdown on it. So it's thoroughly exposed. And but you can't get the people to talk about it. It's like taboo. I tell my sisters, my brothers, and they're so ashamed because I tell them that Obama is the progenitor of part of this. And they didn't walk away. They just don't want to hear it. It's like, they're strong, but they're not strong enough to hear this. You know,
Richard, I mean, Richard, a lot of this reminds me of how propaganda works. I mean, imagine if you were, say, Japanese, and you're living in America. Say you lived in the internment camps during the war, and you watched the United States bomb your family members back home, and then... As far as for employment, you get into a propaganda film with, say, John Wayne, and you're the evil Jap, and you will take money from the very country that has destroyed your family. I mean, this is how propaganda works, and because people get a check, they don't even call it in question because money can buy anything.
Yeah, sadly. But see, in our case, I don't even think it's a money motive. I think we're just so heartbroken and crestfallen because Obama, literally everywhere you turn, he's exposed for betraying us with the gay agenda. You know, a lot of elder blacks weren't, you know, supporting the gay agenda. They didn't condemn their gay relatives, but they weren't supporting it. Then they turn around and see Obama painting the White House gay. I mean, that blows their mind. Then you tell him where he also blew up Libya and started the Arab Spring, and his own brother has turned against him. And then you go into his birth certificate, and you tell him, hey, he didn't even go to Columbia. By then, black people are exhausted. Because that's the guy we've been waiting for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You know, Martin Luther King would have been our first black president, probably, if Jesse Jackson hadn't participated in getting him off. But see, that's an overload.
It's divide and conquer.
It's divide and conquer. But see, if we're not strong enough to keep pushing this information like you're doing, I can't even get it out of my own household. My wife will listen to me, but she's got limited capacity to listen to it. My sisters and brothers are completely done. They don't want to hear none of this.
Like I said, Richard, I've been around for almost six decades there, and I've had so many wonderful, awesome black friends, Korean friends, Japanese friends. I mean, you know, I don't have this racism, and I've got Jewish friends, too. I am so sick and tired of seeing this divide-and-conquer thing, and usually it's done by one group. But the problem is it's the goal, and it's the communist takeover of this country, and we were warned about it years ago. But anyway, I got to catch this. Got a break coming up here, and I got Sovereign Man up next. But I do appreciate you calling in, and I'll look that up for you, okay?
All right, thank you. Yeah, talk about it on your next
show. All right, my best to you down there. Yeah, I will. We'll be right back. Sovereign Man's up next. And you wanna...
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Getting toward the final part of the show here We're this is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here, and we have Sovereign Man down there. Good evening, Sovereign Man. Hope you it's been a while since I heard from you. Hope you're doing fine.
Yeah, I am blessed and highly favored. I want to interject.
I was that way when I was 17.
Well, that's I guess I, yeah, I know. Yeah, that, I don't even want to go there. Anyway, I wanted to add to, upon Richard's call, he had mentioned the Boule, and there's a gentleman by the name of Lennon Honor, L-E-N-O-N, Honor, H-O-N-O-R. He has a video series called Hip Hop, The Hidden Hand, and the Degradation of Black Masculinity. And I think it's either the third or fourth one he gets into the Boule. And the Boule are basically, you know what, you know the hashtag or the tic-tac-toe? You have, you right. know, the, you have the, eight outside, which is the four fraternities and the four top sororities within the black community, like Alpha Kappa Alpha or whatever. And out of the top 10% of those sororities and fraternities, they are the center. They make up the black boule. And what they do is they essentially are the gatekeepers for the Illuminati that they keep the black community, you know, they're basically, they're overseers for the black community. Anyway,
right.
I'm gonna put a link in the chat room, onefrequencyradio.chattango.com.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you know what got me is in the latter 80s when they started pushing this gayness with the black community. I noticed it just starting up in Las Vegas there. It's like they're. Everything that they can do to destroy a person's pride culture, and they're doing it to the whites, they're doing it to the Native Americans. I mean, it's to keep everyone in total disarray so that no one can claim anything. And, of course, at the same time, Sovereign Man, they're going around destroying all history, whether it's some statue of a Confederacy or something like that. They're robbing us of everything. And yeah. To me, it's like the one thing that they won't take, though, is like this Holocaust stuff, you know. But if they get rid of this victimhood, like say slavery and stuff, then what's going to be the bitch in 20 years from now? Or the old saying is, in 100 years, ain't going to matter anyway. We'll all be dead anyway, you know.
Yeah, well, I think China is the model. I just watched a video where almost everybody in China has a cell phone. Very few people use cash, and everybody's given a QR code. I'll put that link to that in the chat room also.
All right, thank you. Actually, I appreciate that.
It was a CBS thing that somebody grabbed, and it's in the video. But blessings to you.
All right, sounds good there. Thanks for calling in, okay? You know, for a lot of the callers here, you wouldn't believe what you can find on archives.org. There's PDF after PDF after PDF of old files there that shows exactly how things were made and constructed for our time and era now. Anyway, Blacklisted News Radio is up next. It's going to be a rerun, I think, but it's probably going to be a good show anyway. Thank all those in the chat room there, and Granny, even though she was late, hi. Thank Kenneth in the control room, who's working overtime today, poor little guy. And all those wonderful listeners here on Republic Broadcasting. Stay tuned, and we'll catch you next week. Have a good evening there, and take care of your pet. Spring thaw is coming. Watch out for flooding waters.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.